Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline, read by Ray. Indonesia is the most serious country in holding the Musabah Tilawatil Quran. National Board of Zakat sends aid to Gaza. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said that Indonesia is the most serious country in holding the Musabah Tilawatil Quran and organizing in stages and regularly every year. He said this during the opening of the 4th International Holy Quran Competition of Indonesia 2025 in Jakarta, which carries the theme Al-Quran, Environment and Humanity for Global Harmony.
Di seluruh dunia, termasuk dunia Islam, urusan musabaqah
all over the world, including in Islamic countries, no country has a Quran recitation competition as structured as Indonesia. I have visited many countries and none of them hold MTQ competitions regularly from the smallest level like neighborhood groups, then at the village level, sub-district level, district or city level, province level, and then national level. Today we even hold it at the international level.
Naik ke atas tingkat kabupaten dan kota madya, naik ke atas tingkat provinsi sampai ke tingkat nasional sampai malam ini, sore ini kita melakukan secara internasional.
According to Minister Nasaruddin Umar, Indonesia's commitment to developing Quran recitation is also seen through the development institutions of Tilawatil Quran, an institution that trains Quran reciters. With this structured system, Indonesia consistently produces MTQ champions at the international level. This year, the 4th International MTQ competition has 60 participants from 38 countries across 5 regions: Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and America. Some of the countries taking part include Indonesia, Malaysia, Brunei Darussalam, Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines, Iran, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, Bangladesh, Kuwait, Turkey, Yemen, and Palestine. From Africa, participants come from Egypt, Libya, Tanzania, Mauritania, Guinea, Kenya, Central Africa, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Somalia, Chad, Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Guinea-Bissau, and Mozambique. Meanwhile, from Europe, participants come from the Netherlands, Russia, Sweden, and Italy. From America, there is participant from Canada. The second news. As a total as 45 container trucks of aid from Indonesia, People for Palestine distributed by the Indonesian National Board of Zakat arrived in Gaza on Tuesday. These container trucks of humanitarian assistance were sent through Rafah in collaboration with Egyptian humanitarian agencies by Zakat Wa As-Sadaqat and Sunnah Al-Haya, head of the Basnas Nur Ahmad, through a statement in Jakarta on Thursday, conveyed this aid is expected to ease the burdens of brothers and sisters in Palestine. He also detailed that the aid which was sent carried more than 50,000 cartons of packages containing various basic needs such as noodles, rice beans, cheese, canned tuna, biscuits, juice boxes, flour sauces, and dates. He mentioned that the aid of 45 container trucks is the first step because it will be followed by the next shipment of aid, with up to hundreds of trucks that will be channeled through Basnas partners in Egypt. If possible, Basnas will build a public kitchen and health service in Gaza. The third news. Indonesia Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has ensured that social assistance funds are not affected by the budget efficiency directive requested by President Prabowo Subianto at BRI Microfinance Outlook 2025 in Tangerang, Banten on Thursday. She pointed out that the state spending target in fiscal year 2025 reached 3,621.3 trillion rupiah to optimize the ceiling of state expenditure. The government made budget adjustments to be sharper and more efficient based on President Prabowo's instruction to ministries and institutions. The efficiency aims at ensuring that the state budget can really be directly enjoyed by the community. In contrast, various other budget items have been adjusted, such as official travel, stationery, and various ceremonial activities that do not have a direct impact on the community. Previously, she further issued a letter ordering ministries or institutions to carry out budget efficiency on 16 expenditure items. The fourth news. Indonesia Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said that the rice production in January until March 2025 is predicted to increase by 50%. He also explained that the data was obtained from the Central Bureau of Statistics, on which in January 2025, it increased by 50% compared to last year and is predicted to increase by 49% in February and 51% in March 2025. In a press conference at the Ministry of Agriculture office in Jakarta on Thursday, he pointed out that the data owned by the Bureau is in accordance with the facts that occur in the field. According to him, along with the increasing amount of rice production, the Ministry of Agriculture and Central Statistics Agency have just established cooperation in order to strengthen agricultural data. Minister Amran also explained that with the signing of a memorandum of understanding, all agricultural data can only be issued by the Bureau. Acting head of the Central Statistics Agency, Amalia Adininger Widyasanti, conveyed that the collaboration between Central Statistics Agency and the Ministry of Agriculture is an important moment to support the formulation of development policies, especially in agriculture. The fifth news. Indonesia Minister of Cooperatives Budi Aristiadi explained that during the 100 working days in the red and white cabinet, he focused on increasing public confidence so that they would want to cooperate. Therefore, he considers cooperatives to be a constitutional instrument to improve people's welfare. In Jakarta on Thursday, he explained that cooperatives are constitutional instruments for people to do business and improve welfare. He further said during the 100 working days in President Prabowo's administration, several cooperative strengthening programs have been carried out by his side. The programs include rebranding cooperatives, assisting the free nutritious meal program, and revitalizing cooperatives, launching a new logo, and institutional structuring. The sixth news. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Budi Gunawan conveyed that his office has provided legal assistance to ministries, state-owned enterprises, and regional-owned enterprises to avoid corrupt practices and financial governance internal policies that can trigger corrupt practices. In the official press release of the Coordinating Ministry for Political and Security Affairs broadcast on Thursday, he explained the assistance was provided by the Coordinating Desk for Corruption Prevention and Governance Improvement formed by the Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs. Since the desk was formed, there have been 2,164 legal items of assistance provided to various ministries, state-owned enterprises, and regional-owned enterprises. The total of 2,164 includes 91 legal opinions provided to state-owned enterprises and regional-owned enterprises to ensure that every policy and business decision is in line with the regulation. This is in line with President Prabowo Subianto's order asking that corruption eradication focuses not only on case disclosure, but also prevention efforts. And the final news. The ambassador of the Kingdom of Thailand to Indonesia, Prapan Disyatat, expressed his desire to strengthen people-to-people contact with Indonesia, along with the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations of both countries. Ambassador Prapan at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Thursday pointed out that this year is a very important year for Thailand and Indonesia. It is an opportunity to reflect on long-term relations and also look forward to further strengthen ties between the two countries. The statement was made by the Thai ambassador at the launch of the logo for the 75th anniversary of Indonesia-Thailand diplomatic relations at the Indonesia Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Ambassador Prapon expected that Thailand and Indonesia were able to establish closer cooperation. One of the efforts to be strengthened is through people-to-people contacts of both countries. To materialize it, this year, the World Thai Embassy plans to organize a cultural show in collaboration with the Indonesia Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to him, the event will not only show Thailand's desire to improve dialogue, but also provide an opportunity for the people in the two countries to appreciate and deepen their understanding of each other's culture and see what they have in common. And that was Newsline.